I'm sitting in the sitting room in Ballingate, or Bullingate as the locals call it here. My name is Eugene O'Loughlin. I'm here with my dad, Joe O'Loughlin, who recently celebrated his 80th birthday. And we're just going to have a little chat about dad's life from the time he was born and how his family moved to the Tomacork, Carnew, Bullingate area. And so, and work our way up over the next half hour, three quarters of an hour or so, up to the present day. So, Dad, you're very welcome.
Thank you.
Okay, good to see you here. And you have your notes and everything sat in front of us all here. First of all, Dad, just very quickly, can you tell me how your family, PJ and Kathleen, ended up in Tomacork?
Well, as far as I know, my father bought Tomacork in the latter part of 1928-29. We would have come to live with him, I suppose, around 1930. They were married in 1930, I'm nearly sure.
Right.
And I was born in 31. How on, he came...
On the 31st of March, 1931.
Yeah, 31, yeah. How he came, as far as he used to tell me, was there was a guard in Newmarket, where he was from, in North Cork. And the guard was from Donegal.
Right.
And Newmarket, you've been there yourself, so you know Newmarket isn't the most prosperous. Well, it might be prosperous in some ways, but from a farming point of view, it wouldn't be the greatest farming area that ever was.
Right.
Was, and he was looking for to get out of there and get to some place better. The guard told him about this farm in Tomacork that was for sale.
Right.
And he bought it.
Oh, very good. And when he moved here then, was he married to your mother at that time? Presumably they were.
Funny enough, I never got that very clearly. Yeah, yeah. But I think that they got married just before he came.
All right, so they started out their new life here.
Yeah, in Tomacork.
And do you ever wonder what it was like for two Cork people coming to Tomacork and Carnew?
Well, I don't really. I don't know. I equate Cork people with being most people... think they're right, but Cork people know they're right.
That's true.
So that would be my summary of him. And my memories of him growing up would be like that.
Right.
He never had any, or if he did, he never displayed it, had any doubt about what he was saying, about anything. He was definite about everything. He was bloody sure you were the same. He always used to say to me, I remember, make a decision and stick to it.
Good advice. Even today,
yeah,
very, very good advice.
Stick to it. And he'd be very cross with you if he didn't do that.
Yeah. It's interesting in the book that we were talking about earlier on, The Letters Echo by the late Jim Brophy. He is referred to in that when he took over as County Secretary. He's not referred to it as a farmer or as an auctioneer or a man from Tomacork or a great footballer.